CliffCentral.com.
Do that shit that I like. It's a brand new one from T-Pain. Before this one, I blaze you a smashing brand new one from KEB. A song that features Razzy Razz, produced by Monexus. It's called All I Know. I'm sure that's a song you'll be hearing on high rotation everywhere. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to yet another exciting edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central. And I'm not by myself, hanging out with Junior. He's back. What's up, Junior?
Back. What's up, yo?
Easter holidays. Were you playing?
Man,
were you playing
crazy.
At church?
Yes, I was. Like, yo, man, at church, they go all out, man. Like, the stadium, Orlando Stadium.
Really?
That's where I'm at.
Where was this? Where was this happening?
Orlando Stadium in Soweto.
Oh, is that where this was happening? Okay, okay.
So it's a big event.
Were you playing or were you just attending?
No, I was playing.
Ah, nice one. So are you ready for the show?
Yo, big time, man.
Our first guest is already here to hang out with us. Find out who our first guest is going to be. We'll also be getting into some singing. Stand by, do not move. Once again, welcome.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Baby, can you still be mine? Baby, you should be mine. I'm in love with another man's girlfriend. Wish so bad that she was my girlfriend. Could I make her mine? Should I make her mine? Or should I wait for her to leave her boyfriend? Wish I could kiss you on the lips. Would she try resist? Or would she kiss me back, 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 girl? I'm in love with another man's girlfriend. Wish so bad that she was my girlfriend.
It's my pleasure to welcome all the way from Swaziland. We've got T.S. King
in the place to be.
The song is called Another Man's Girl. We're not even going to get into why. You did a song called Another Man's Girl and you're still here alive. What's good, bro?
No, man, everything's good, man. I mean, if you're in the presence of greatness, you know,
nah,
what
stop
can you do? What can
stop
you?
It.
What can you do? It. But be. What can you do? But feel good, right?
Yeah, stop it. Is it great. Your first time here on Cliff Central?
This is my first time.
All right. Now, how long have you been in Joburg for?
You mean this time around?
Yes.
This is day 3.
So you do come here quite often.
Frequently. Yeah. All right. Quite frequently.
What's the idea? What are you doing here when you do come here?
Okay. The idea right now is to basically acquaint people with the brand. Acquaint people with the music, basically forge relationships between Swaziland and South Africa. See what work can come out of it.
R&B, so that's your place.
That's my thing.
And we don't see a lot of guys doing R&B lately. For some reason, it's a genre that seems to be neglected somewhat. And you seem to do it in its purest form.
Yeah.
Tell me about your relationship with R&B.
Okay, this is probably my 10th year doing music, but this is the first project that I'm actually taking beyond Swaziland.
Okay.
Reason being, the previous projects, everything we were doing was centered around the purity of R&B, how we want to do it. And because every music genre has a cycle, R&B
certainly
is out of cycle right now. So it was a period of trying to figure out how to fuse R&B with hip-hop, fuse it with electro, fuse it with soul, basically put in a whole lot of stuff and see if it connects with people. As soon as we saw it's connecting with people back home, in a way it didn't before, that's when we crossed over.
Is there a major scene of R&B in Swaziland?
Not at all. I think the trend globally is R&B the baby faces and your Luther Vandrosses and your Ushers of old.
Yeah.
That's a time of the past. What seems to be working now is, you know, your whole turn up music, your Chris Browns.
Yeah, is that the same thing that's happening in Swaziland as well?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Okay.
And I think it's natural. It's progression.
Yeah.
It's life. There was a time where hip hop wasn't the biggest genre.
Certainly.
There was a time where electro or disco or rock or, you know, Afro pop. So you kind of wanna progress with it, change with it. There's quite a number of tracks that we do that are not purely R&B. There's some that are pure electro. There's some that are pure hip hop. But you interpret it through the window of R&B.
How did you get into singing?
You know the story. Church choir.
It's always church, isn't
it? It is.
Is that where it started for you?
Yeah, that's where it started.
Were you forced to go to church by your folks?
No, I would never be caught saying that. church is something that I grew up in. And music is something I've always loved. My mother used to sing a lot. She actually was a choir conductor at one point. My father sang in the choir as well. So for me, music was that thing. We would spend our Sundays listening to your Teddy Pendergrass, your Commodores, your Barry Whites, your MJs. That's stuff that we grew up listening to.
Yeah, so you had a strong foundation.
Yeah, strong enough. Yeah. I'd like to say strong enough, yeah.
All right, now we continue. We're hanging out with T.S. King. He's here visiting all the way from Swaziland.
Yeah, man.
And let's take Laws of Attraction.
That body fire, sparking my desire. I'm a go-getter. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you a glance. A glance that I'ma blow you a kiss. A kiss and I'ma send you this glass. Mommy, you got class. It go class in session, class in session. I'm loving how you're walking if you walk in my direction. Brush against your skin, you got that chocolate brown complexion. Laughing at my lines, I guess you see through my intention. It's you, I'm on a mission, 2020 vision. Me between your thighs on the table in my kitchen. Ice block got you tweaking, tongue it got you peeking. Vino got you wishing I could skip to all the poking. Ay, but you're acting shy and I wanna know why. Mommy, don't you lie, no, you wanna ride. Let me take you high, elevate you high. Mommy, don't you lie. Oh, yeah. That body fire, sparking my desire. I'm a go-getter. So guess what I'm gonna do, my. Yeah, I'm gonna send you a glass. And I'ma blow you a kiss. And I'ma send you this glass. Mommy, you got glass. Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
The man is such a show off. You've got talent, bro.
We're trying, Baba.
So just tell me about the scene in Swaziland. Paint a picture. What is the music business like in Swaziland?
I'll be honest with you. I feel sometimes a bit out of my element when I have to speak on their behalf. We have some of what I believe is Africa's greatest hidden talents. But yeah, Swaziland is still at its inchoate stages. We are only now starting to formalize our industry.
Mm-hmm.
Again, looking at examples of our neighbors as yourselves. And also seeing ourselves as the bigger picture of Africa as well. Saying, you know, it's about time that, you know, we stop focusing on the West. And and celebrate the guys that we have on the ground this side, you know, make our guys wealthy, make our guys become idols, you know. So that's the vision on our side.
Production wise, looking at your project, who did you work with? Is it guys from Swaziland?
Yeah, it's guys from back home. There's a producer by the name of Sub Jams, real name Sabelo Situmo. Very, very, he's a Scorpio. So very particular about how he does things.
Okay.
I've worked with DJs as well from back home. DJ Mleach is a guy called Prince. Right now, for this project, we are looking at working with a few cats from this side as well. Our management is in talks with people like Questa to see if we can put something together.
Nice.
Also as far up as Zambia, as far up as Nigeria. So really for us, it's South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique. Can we all just, you know, push each other's work?
Does Swaziland have a signature sound?
I'd like to believe so. I'd like to believe so. As far as R&B goes, for me, how I try to approach it is to say, people have a concept of saying African means I need to speak in a certain dialect. I don't subscribe to that. Although I do think that is one way that an African does show or manifest their Africanism, if that's what we want to call it. For me, I believe Africanism means I identify with the continent. I'm endeared to the continent. And my life's work should benefit the continent. And the continent, in return, benefit me. So if anybody from Europe was born that side and never set foot on Africa, the moment they set foot on our grounds and they become committed to what I've just said, they become African in my school of thought. So my music says, okay, what's worked in the West, that particular sound, mix it with a little bit of what works back home, come out with my own thing.
Politics,
music.
Do they fascinate you in general?
A bit. I shy away from politics because, you know, it's always a sticky business. You pick one side, you can have your own reasons, but you should know there's a huge minority that disagrees. And in the business we're in, a huge minority can really cripple your business. Yeah. But yeah, politics does fascinate me a lot. I'm actually an attorney by vocation.
Okay.
Yeah, so politics is kind of my thing.
So that's what you studied.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, and you, music, is this the path you've chosen forward?
This is the path I've chosen. For me, it's more than just making a name for myself. It's looking at back home that, you know, if you're looking at the statistics, we're in a population of, let's say, just above 1 million.
Yeah.
70% of that 1 million is rural, 30% is urban, and then of that 30%, it's a really small minority that actually hold the economy up. So there's fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer ways for a young person to come out and find work. And entertainment, for me, is an industry that isn't tapped into yet, because not too many people from Swaziland have actually become big and been able to survive in that industry. So for me, it's to say, we have hundreds, not thousands, of attorneys that have made it, and other young people will follow suit and become that. But we don't have thousands of musicians that made it so that other young people can come up and say, but that's something that I want to do and can do and can survive off it.
And what's the media industry like?
Okay, that's quite strong. two papers.
You guys have two papers.
Yeah, two papers.
But like, it's understandable. I mean,
it's one.
The
it's
population of.
Yeah. So it's two papers, the Swazi Times and the Observer. They have, in the recent years, been probably, when you're looking at also the radio station, we have one radio station, which is divided into English and Siswati. And then we have two TV stations, Swazi TV, which is a parastatal, and then Channel S, which is private.
Does it push propaganda?
Why must we go there?
Listen, let me tell you why I asked that question. I'm actually not from South Africa. I'm from Botswana.
Oh, okay.
And our population is just above 2 million.
Okay.
And it's always the same case. For some reason,
yeah,
it's synonymous with countries that are
smaller,
less populated.
Mm, yeah.
There's always a school of thought that believes that the state media pushes nothing but propaganda. So that's why it was right up my alley.
But credit to the media back home. I think when I was graduating, I did a paper on freedom of association, which was parties, we were having this whole issue of should Swaziland move from being an absolute monarch and have a party sort of democracy that works with the monarchy as well.
Yes.
So my paper was on that, and even my lecturer had said, you can't write on that.
Yeah.
So from then to now, you could watch the paper and see strong negative comments against government, against some of the things the monarch has done, depending on which paper you're reading, of course. I wouldn't want to isolate which one we trust more back home.
Okay.
Yeah. But politically, I think we've come a long way, media-wise. We are moving closer to that vision of freedom of speech.
I think you're representing your country very well.
I hope so.
And look, for me, I enjoy interviews such as this because there's a lot more to you than just music.
Vocals.
Yeah, look, you are a perfect representative of your. Yeah, certainly, you're a perfect representative. Of your country. We are able to learn your country and your culture through you.
Yeah.
Now, away from music, is there anything else that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, I'm a person who, it's hard for my mind to focus on one thing. So even musically, it comes in stages. Right now, we've done the work. It's at the stage where I'm looking for inspiration for the next project while Mr. Manager over there pushes the work. But nature, I really enjoy the outdoors. I enjoy also consultation work in terms of the legal side of things that I do. And then, you know, spending time with the family. For me, those are the things that really matter the most.
All right, if you just joined us, we're hanging out with T.S. King. He's here visiting South Africa. An amazing talent he is. We are going to take an impromptu performance. One of the things we do on the show is just jam.
Ah.
So that's what Junior is
here for. Ain't nobody told me.
Yeah, so Junior is just going to get a chord progression going.
Okay.
And you just follow it.
Okay.
If you want him to speed it up, he can do so.
Okay.
But you have to come up with a melody yourself.
Okay.
And create something on the spot.
I got you.
Cool.
Let's try it.
Gina, you ready? All right.
I was thinking you could come on over if you weren't really doing anything. And I was thinking if you and I walked through that door, we could just chill, watch a movie. You know that I'm planning on to make this movie with you. What I wanna do is make this movie with you, girl. But I ain't gonna tell you nothing. I'm just gonna tell you we gon' watch this movie. Hope that you can slide through, girl. Tell me if you're with it, baby, we could watch a movie. But mommy know that we gon' make a movie. Coming over. Won't you come on over, baby? Yeah. I was thinking I'm alone in this crib and I wanna know what you're up to. Hey! And if you were chilling, I mean, doing nothing, maybe you could slide on over, slide on over. I wanna watch a movie with you. But I'm just gonna tell you we gon' watch a movie. But really, baby, I just wanna make a movie with you, baby. Won't you make a movie with me? Oh, something like that.
T.S. King. Let's talk about the name T.S. King.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Okay, my full name is Diamike.
Diamike.
Yeah, it's not a Swazi name. My father is Swazi. My mother is Malawian. So the name is Malawian. As a kid, I've always been named Tias. And then first project under the name Tias. Second project under the name Tias. But everyone kept on referring to me as Mr. King or Mkingane. So by popular demand, I guess, we added King to the name as something to aspire to. From what your dreams are, what you hope your legacy is, to how you carry yourself, to how you approach your work, whether it's art, whether it's academic, have a kingly attitude to it. So everyone, even in the clique, if it's a female, we will refer to her as a queen. If it's a guy, we'll refer to him as a king. We don't call each other niggas, boys, dogs. It's not our thing. So we'll say, King, what's good?
I see.
Yeah.
When we come back, we've got one more guest joining us. Find out who that is.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sounds of Black Motion on WC featuring the vivacious Miss P. And guess what? She's here with us in the studio. Are you going to sing for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Gina, let's do it.
I look into your eyes. Yeah. It's you, and only you can have it. It's you, oh baby, 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 baby. It's you. Look into your eyes, and what we feel is magic. Baby, when you're around, I don't need to panic. 'Cause it's you, baby, only you can. Only you can have my heart, baby. It's you, only you can have it. It's you. Cause baby, baby, it's you. Baby, it's you. Cause baby, it's you.
Listen to that. Wow. So you're the one who did the song.
I'm the one who did the song.
Amazing stuff. Now, who wrote the song?
I wrote the song along with Tabo from Black Motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was your idea too, for it to sound the way it does.
Yeah, it was my idea.
Are you a songwriter?
I write and I sing, so yeah.
You're talented.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you.
Let's talk about your relationship with Black Motion, because we know you through Black Motion.
Mm.
You were obviously singing before you met up with Black Motion.
Yeah, I was.
And where does the singing come from?
I actually started singing in church, like everyone else. And then from there, I was in the school choir. And then from the choir, we had our own girl band. We called ourselves the Titanic Girls.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, tell me about
it. Wait, let me think. Wait. Did the group sink?
No.
It didn't.
But it didn't sink.
You guys disbanded, though.
No, you know what happened? It was the time after the movie Titanic. Of course. So at school there was some concert and we didn't know what we would name ourselves. So the teacher's like, oh, okay, you're going to sing the Titanic song. So you're the Titanic girls. So yeah, that's how we got the name.
So you guys what? Were you guys, so you were known for performing what? My Heart Will Go On?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what we're, you know what we're about to do, right?
No, don't do that.
Junior.
Please don't.
Let's put people to sleep. My Heart Will Go On, please.
I don't even remember the song.
I don't think Gina remembers the song. Okay, so from the Titanic girls, you decided you wanted to be a solo act.
No, not really. It's actually a very long journey. From there, in high school, I wasn't singing at all. And then from there, I joined the army. I was a soldier.
You joined the army? Okay.
Yes. And then I saw that it wasn't really my thing, so I joined the local jazz band. Okay. And then from there, I was like, you know what, this is what I want to do, and here I am.
You have such a fascinating story.
Yeah.
Like, how many artists do we know who would say, like, yeah, you know, I was in the army at some point?
I was.
Wow, interesting stuff. We're hanging out with Miss P. So, you are working on your own album.
Yes.
Is it already out or you're still working on it?
No, I'm still working on it.
Okay.
Probably out maybe next year, January.
Are you signed to anyone in particular?
I'm signed to Spirit Motion, the company Yaga Black Motion.
Ah, so you're going to be released under Black
under,
Motion.
Yes, okay. Under Spirit Motion.
All right, so let's talk about the sound though. What sound can we expect from Miss P?
To be honest, most features I was doing house, but then I'm not really a house fan. So for my album, it's going to be a mix of some Afro soul, neo soul, some lounge, somewhere there, yeah.
You've got a song called Stranger. Is that from your coming project?
It's Stranger was just a single that I was going to release. It's still house, hence I'm saying for my album.
You would like to move away from that. I'll tell you what, let's take Stranger. We'll come back with Miss P along with T.S. King, who's still here chilling with us.
Oh my, I'm in love with a stranger. What do I do?
This one is simply called Stranger. It also features Miss P. We're waiting on her music. Just now we'll be able to check out what she's cooking. We still have T.S. King here, and we're going to get into a performance. A joint performance featuring Junior. Junior's going to get some kind of progression going, and they'll just freestyle over whatever he's going to play. Junior, are you ready? Miss P, are you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going to get to some jamming now. This is South Africa meets Swaziland. First time here on Cliff Central. WOC, baby, it's an exclusive. You guys decide if you like what Gina's playing. If you want him to change it, it's cool. He can switch it up.
I'll let her decide.
Okay.
No, you decide.
Oh, wow. What a couple. Okay.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Ladies first.
You have to see. They're doing sign language in the studio. Like.
Thank you.
love from the other side. Can you hear me? I'm calling you from the other side. If you smile back, I'll know. Pretty mama, I got you. I got you. And I see you smiling. That was a giggle. Pretty mama, I got you. Now tell me you're coming with me. Could you tell me are you coming with me?
I'm coming, baby.
She says she's coming. I'm not sure if this a PG show, but I think I like that.
Oh, hello. Hello from the other side. I said, hello. Hello, brother, from the other side.
Yeah.
You said you liked the way that I smile.
It's true, it's true.
When you say that, you make me blush.
I hope I do.
You said you liked the way that I smile.
It's true, babe.
Baby, don't you see that you're making me blush?
Hello, from the other side. Hello, from the other side. Hello, baby, from the other side. I was in a zone, dog. I was in
if you decide to take this
in the moment
across the border to Swaziland, just know that, like,
you're hoping for that 10%.
I was instrumental in ensuring that this happens.
You're hoping for that 10% commission.
Yeah. That was unbelievable, though. So, for you, the process of making music when you're in the studio, how does it work for you? If I'm listening and I'm trying to get into the music business and I haven't really experienced the setup of a studio, how would you present it to me?
I hate making music in studio.
Okay.
So my setup is laptop, microphone, create the music, and then set up somewhere, let's say picnic area, on my own, and then write and record. And then when I have the concept fully down,
yeah,
go to studio.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so for me, it's more of, can I feel it first? Do I enjoy it? I don't really think too much about will people like it before I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my process.
That's T.S. King, ladies and gentlemen. We still have Miss P here. Miss P, so the project, do you have a name for this album?
Not yet.
How many songs have you put down so far?
To be honest, I don't know. There's quite a few.
You've done, but are you happy with the work you've already done?
Yeah,
so
I'm
far?
Happy. I'm happy with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a grand plan for how you're gonna market it and how you're gonna promote it?
I really don't know, hey. I think I'll cross that bridge when I get there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what you wrote about in the album or where your headspace is at. What are you writing about?
Pretty much everything, you know. everything. Because I can't just say I'm going to sing about love in every song. So it's everything.
Okay. Mm. Is there one song that you've written that comes to mind that you can't wait for your fans to hear?
There's a song. I haven't recorded it yet.
Yeah.
I am going to be featuring Press from Popstars. Yeah, from Popstars. That is one song that I can't wait for people to hear.
All right.
Yeah.
What we haven't done with you since you got here is we haven't challenged you.
Okay.
So Junior is going to do the same thing he's been doing. He's going to play something specifically for you. And you have to create a melody on the spot and sing it for us.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Junior, are you ready?
Yeah.
When we come back, we say goodbye to T.S. King.
Grabbed a cup of coffee. Then I went straight to the shower. Got on a taxi on my way to Jover. And on the way I met her, old lady. Said she's got 10 cats to feed, and all she does is sell the fruits and veggies on the street. Do you ever stop to think about the situations that people go through? Do you ever stop to think about what makes them happy? Stop and stare at the guy at the traffic light with a poster asking for to rent. Do you stop and ask if he really, really needs it all? Do you stop to stare at the lady with a baby on her back at 5 a.m? With a bucket on her head, trying to fetch some water for her husband and kids. Do you stop and ask yourself, are you really, really happy?
A favorite vocalist?
Yes.
Who is it?
Malay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Actually, I pick up a similarity there.
No.
I do. We've had Malay here, I think, about twice on the show. I'm picking up elements of... But that's interesting. What kind of music do you enjoy listening to?
I listen to jazz, gospel, African rhythms. That's what I...
We're still
to
hanging out with Miss P. Sadly, we have to say goodbye to the Swati King.
Gonna get me arrested for treason.
Ah, man. Listen, man. It's been great hanging out with you. What are you up to this weekend?
Okay, this weekend it's back home. We came up for the performance at Blue Room Hatfield, which was yesterday evening.
Okay.
Yeah, so this weekend is quiet for us.
Are we going to be seeing you coming back again?
Practically every weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been that way for the last month.
So is it working out though? Whatever it's it is working that you're trying
out. To do. We are signed under Orgella Communications. So for anything to do with PR, that's the office people that I can contact.
Okay.
And then for bookings, they get onto my page. You'll find a link that takes you to TASA Bookings.
Are you on social media?
Yeah.
You want to share that with us?
Everywhere. That's Facebook, Twitter, Insta, basically anywhere. YouTube as well. You just type in TS King. You'll find us.
Thank you very much for hanging out with
Thank
us,
Thank you brother. For giving us the chance to come through and hang with you. Really appreciate it.
We're coming back with Miss P. We've got one more guest joining us.
CliffCentral.com